well with my soul. Boy, that's what all the, not just the bad things that happen in life, but the people that want to have this sense of shame, they should just say, it's well with my soul, how you mean? You know? Good pick.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever the lot thou hast heard me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate, and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious God. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, this the day when my faith shall be signed, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
In the name of the 46, he hideth my soul. Well, actually, 564.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where withers the treasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the clefts of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his mind and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. With numberless blessings each moment he crowns, and filled with his fullness divine, I sing in my rapture, oh glory to God, for such a Redeemer as mine. He hideth my soul in the clefts of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, outshouts with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the clefts of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand.
Amen. Greetings, friends. Sabbath blessings to you all. Yes, amen. Brother Nick and Sister Fran, we thank you for the wonderful songs. And we thank you for the wonderful study. It's always a blessing. Okay, very good. Thanks, Sister. Okay, if you can please join me on bended knee. And let's bow our heads of our hearts for those that can. Precious Heavenly Father, Father, we thank you for your wonderful Sabbath. We thank you, Father, for bringing us all here together safely and soundly in these sacred hours in which we can come together and worship you and take part in your word. Father, we thank you for all which this day brings, all the blessings that has been poured already. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for all that you have created for us, for our pleasure. So, Father, as we come to your word, we pray that we can do all things that glorify you. Father, I ask that you may bridle my tongue, that as I speak, only you will be glorified in what is said and how it is said. We love you, we praise you, we shall glorify you in each and everything that we do. Father, again, we thank you for all things. In Jesus Christ's name, we continue to pray as we ask thy Spirit to bless us. Amen. Okay, amen. Okay, our title for today is The Sabbath Was Made for Man. And it's going to be based on Mark chapter 2, verse 27. Now, we know the Sabbath is a huge topic, but today I just want to narrow it down to an understanding that the Lord has made this day for humanity and that we truly have a special relationship with him during these sacred hours. So this is our opening verse. Starting up at number one in the room, it's from Mark chapter 2, verse 27, where it says, "And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath." I don't know about you all, but I've been asked by many, what does this verse mean? And this is something Jesus said. In order to understand the verse, we need to ask ourselves, in what order was the two created? Man and the Sabbath. The answer is quite simple, actually. It's as simple as this. Man was not made after the Sabbath. Man was not designed to accommodate the Sabbath. The Sabbath was not made yet. Man was made first. In other words, man was created first, and the Sabbath day after, the Sabbath was made for man's needs. This is why the scripture says it's not man for the Sabbath. I hope you can digest that. Man going forward in life would take a 24-hour period every seventh day on his holy Sabbath day to acknowledge his Creator and rest from his toils, his daily toils, all secular activities. Man cannot make anything holy. Only the presence of the Lord can do that. Man can only keep it holy. And this is what we have been commanded to do. Man was to profit and gain from his holy day. It's the Lord's day. The Sabbath was intended for the good of humanity, the welfare of humanity, and for the benefit of man. In other words, the Sabbath was given unto you. You have not been given unto the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man. Man here is in reference to humanity. Some say that the Sabbath was given to the Jews. I know we've all heard this, right? The Sabbath was for them. It was for that nation of people. Then we have a problem when people tell you that. Was Adam a man? Adam and Eve, were they part of humanity? The obvious answer is going to be yes. Then the Sabbath was made for Adam and Eve. And we can see the very institution of the Sabbath was at the very beginning for man, and not for the Jews, as some attempt to proclaim. When we desperately attempt to say, or anyone else, it was given on Mount Sinai for the Jews, then they're going to have a problem with Mark chapter 2, verse 27. Because Jesus said it was made for Adam and Eve, as they're clearly part of the human race called man. Also note, this is the Lord's day. Who can change what belongs to the Lord? It's not the Jews' day. It's the Sabbath day of our Lord that was hallowed at creation. This is going to bring us to Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." Now, I notice in the notes, Genesis 1, 2, and 3, that chapter 2 is not there. I'm just going to post it real quick here in the room. so you can follow along. Thus, it's in Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3, it says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. So we see the Lord rested in accomplishment with happiness of his finished work as creator. When reflecting upon the words of John in John 1:3, he says this, and number 3. John says, all things were made by him. Okay, this is Jesus. And without him was not anything made that was made. Common sense lends us and tells us that since all things were made by Jesus, then that means the seventh day was made by Jesus also. And that would also explain why Jesus said in Mark chapter 2, verse 28, therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. The Sabbath is the Lord's day. Jesus created it. And it points to Jesus as our creator. Jesus is sovereign ruler over all, as he is creator of all things. All power has been given unto him in heaven and on earth. You can take a look at Matthew 28:18, and you'll see that. When we look at Psalms 111, verse 4, and number 5, it says, he hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. Okay? So that's everything that he has created. Everything that he has created, he said it was very good. So it's to be remembered. His works here were to be remembered by all living beings. You can see why we are told to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. So we have a day that God created for man, and we were created for his pleasure. In creating the Sabbath, the Lord has given us a day so that we may reflect upon all his wonderful works. God loves each and every one of us. When he made us, it was so that we may commune with him daily. But he did reserve a day in which he separated from all the other days, and he gave the seventh day a name so that we would not forget him, but remember all that he has done. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 3, remember what it said, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. This day that he blessed, called the Sabbath, is God's sign of authority. And this is something that we all have come to this understanding as we've been coming here for years, and have been blessed to take part in the Sabbath message. So I know we all understand this. In the Hebrew word, it is rendered Shabbat. Okay, that's S-H-A-B-B-A-T-H, similar to how we pronounce it here. The first three letters of this word is Shah, S-H-A, which means eternal one. And A-B, is the root word for the name Abba, which means father. And Bath, or Beth, means house of, or it also means, or sign of. What we have in putting the three meanings together is the sign of the eternal father. The Sabbath points to him, Jesus as creator. Now, as the subject of today's sermon is that the Sabbath was made for man, we need to see that in his entire Ten Commandments, the entire law, which is all summed up by love, there is only one specific day in which we can commune with our Creator, and that it is the Fourth Commandment. It's only the Fourth Commandment. On this day, which we set aside all personal matters, all personal pleasures and labors, we set it aside to worship Him and glorify Him. This Fourth Commandment requires something very interesting, and that's something called time. Time. In all the Ten Commandments, it's only the Fourth Commandment that allows a 24-hour interval for a developing relationship. Time is an interesting factor when you consider its meaning. Time can be a period that can be designated for a relationship. At freedictionary.com online, one of the understandings for time is this. It's a period at one's disposal. Okay, at one's disposal. Now, since God created it, and it's His holy day, then this time is at His placement. And His Word has given us all points, every point of which we are to keep it, and how we are to keep it holy. When you want to show someone how much you love them, you will spend what with them? Time. To have a relationship with another, you must have time to share into an experience. If you want to dedicate yourself to someone, then you'll need a period of time where you can remove yourself from all secular activities and dedicate time to the other. It's like if you're on a date and someone sets a time and wants to have this relationship with you, you would not, during that time with that person, engage in other activities, jump on your phone and speak to your friends about other things, or take out these smartphones and look up whatever it is, sports or this or that. You'd be robbing that person of that time. So time is a very interesting factor, and that's what the Sabbath gives us. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And that's at number 7 in the room. In keeping them, we show him that we love him. In keeping the fourth, we keep and preserve a relationship with him. We have a date every week with our Creator every seventh day. Are we not striving to be His bride? It's a relationship. We're preparing ourselves. After so many dates, are we not to be looking forward to being His bride? You can't become a bride without a relationship first, and this consists of time. Time. The fourth commandment lends us this time. You can't get to know another without spending time with the other person. So we can see here how time equals love. As Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Are we not preparing ourselves daily to be with him? Where? In eternity. To be what? To be the bride of Christ. when we keep the seventh day, His Sabbath, we are actually preparing ourselves to grow in a certain character that will carry over with us during the rest of the week. It almost teaches us how we need to behave. And accepting His Sabbath as a holy day, we tend to function with a higher regard in our character as not to defile the relationship of the day. We actually begin to refine our character, and by spending a 24-hour period with a relationship with our Creator, we begin to reflect His image. And as we respect His holy day, we become changed. And as His Spirit uses us, as we grow and walk in His relationship, this is how we become changed. You know? As we walk in that relationship with the Lord. As Enoch walked with God and God took him, so should be our desire to walk with God. For God will redeem His people. You know, we have many thus saith the Lord's on that. So on His day, how do we show love for God? Yeah, think about when you're on a date, okay? The one thing that you don't want to do, in order to show our love for Him, we need to start by not cheating on Him and by not doing our own pleasures or our delights. I mean, we can start with that. So this is going to move us forward to number 8 in the room. And we're going to start with Isaiah chapter 58, 13. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13. And then we'll break it down a little bit. It says, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thy own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. So as we continue our date with the Lord every end of week, we should halt from doing our customs, cease from personal entertainments, and refrain from speaking our own words. Let's examine a couple of the words from this passage. And I think from verse 13, it says, thine own ways. So looking at Strong's number H1870, okay, H meaning Hebrew, we get this word, derek. Okay, as simple as that name, Derek. Notice it says a course of life, a mode of action. And another meaning you find here is the word custom. Okay? An example of this is if it is your custom to daily go down the street, to shoot the breeze at your friends, whether it's in card playing, and I'm not saying that we should be card playing, or daily if it is that you go to the gym and you play basketball maybe for 3 hours, and this is like a daily thing you do with your friends, right? Our living word tells us to halt from doing this. To halt from doing this for Him and rest. set aside your daily ritual. We'll call it a ritual, okay? A custom. Set it aside. Set aside all these events and give him your attention on his holy day. Again, it's your date with him. It's his holy day that he's set aside for you. It was made for you, made for man. At B, we have from Strong's number H2656. The first one was, remember, thine own ways. This one now is thine own pleasures. Okay? This one's pretty straightforward. We see, what's the word here? Kafetz. Okay? Kafetz. We have a meaning of the word pleasure. We have a meaning of the word desire. As something in mind. You know, something pops up here. Something in your mind. A delight. Things desired. And I think we all connect with this one. This one I know we all understand. Now, an example of this is like when you get this, an urge, right? Something comes to your mind. An urge to bake a cake. All of a sudden. Or you feel like planning a summer vacation. Or maybe you have that urge to go skydiving. Whatever it is, whatever that pleasure, that desire, that something that pops in your head that you just want to do. The Lord has asked from his mouth, set aside your desire for him. Just this one day and give him your undivided time. Separate from your own ways and delight yourself in the Lord. Don't do your own ways. By breaking the fourth commandment, you actually break so many others. I remember Brother Nick did a sermon on this months and months ago, maybe a year ago, about when you break that one commandment, you break one, you break them all. And you can see it apply here. In doing thy own ways, you actually cheat on him in utilizing that time for something else. It wasn't given to him, it was given to yourself for selfish reasons. You rob God. You rob God, you steal from him. And as you defile that time in doing your own ways, you break the eighth commandment also. Yeah, amen. James 2:10. I pray, sincerely, I pray the scriptures convict your hearts as to how to spend this precious time in doing all to his glory. When you come in harmony with his word, the Spirit will use you, and you will have a change of heart of your selfish ways. Brothers and sisters, I know this, it's a walk. All this takes time. You will actually, when you come to his word, you will actually look forward to the Sabbath that was made for you. And through the workings of his Spirit in your life, you will begin to develop a desire to keep it holy. The Sabbath was set aside for holy use. But our Lord put it in his law. When the day approaches, there should be joy in being fed by his word. Amen? You should see it as a blessing that you don't have to work so hard. It's not that you should say, I can't do this or I can't do that, but it should be a day where it said, I don't have to do this, and I don't have to do that, so praise the Lord. You know, we have this date. Go to him with sincere prayers. You know, it's about a relationship. And rest from your weekly toils and all personal, again, personal activities. It's a blessing to have these experiences with him, with our Creator. now. Now listen, I'm not saying that we have to stay home listening to sermons all day long on the Sabbath. I'm not saying that. Are we to be indoors all day and never seeing the wonderful works he has made? Are we to be sitting behind a computer for half a day? No, not at all. Remember, he made his wonderful works to be what? To be remembered. So go outside, if there's sunshine, and get some vitamin D. Enjoy the time outside, outdoors, with your spouse, with your children, with your friend, reflecting upon nature and his creations. Remember, he made it for us. It was made for man. Speak to one another about his marvelous works. We've got to have that time. If you can, and the climate is inviting, okay, to be able to hand out tracts, then give that blessing to others, that others might be blessed by it. Take some nature walks or beach walks in a, if you live in an area that provides a safe scenery, right? I mean, you know, going to the beach not all the time can be safe, okay? So if there's a safe scenery, do that. The Lord's made that. The ocean for us, the sun, the sand. Take it in, look at the seashell, look at all these things that he has done. You'll find his handiwork in it. The Sabbath was a memorial of his creation. So check it out. Reflect on what he has done for you. If you have a friend that is sick, then go visit them, visit him, and speak to them. Pray with them or for them. Reflect Christ in doing so. Some may have friends in jail or in prison. What a wonderful time to visit them or counsel them and share God's love with them if the environment is safe. Again, if the environment is safe. And going to visit people in prison is not for everyone. But God has raised men that they will be bold enough to do that. We have a forgiving, loving God. Those in prison need to hear that. They can repent too. It's a wonderful day to bring food and water to a stranger that is in desperate need. Maybe providing for the unfortunate ones with clothing, especially in the colder months where winter may cause death upon the needy. Jesus said it was good to do good unto others on the Sabbath day. You see, when you do all these wonderful things for others, you do it unto him. In reference to the righteous people of God, Jesus says this at number 9 in the room. Matthew chapter 25, verses 37 through 40. Jesus says, "Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king, Jesus, shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Think about that. Why did Jesus say we did it unto him when doing all these things to strangers? Because he bought them with a price. They all belong to him. It takes us right back to that cross. You have time to read Matthew chapter 25, 35, all the way to verse 41. Okay? verses 35 all the way down to verse 41. If you've read it before, read it again. It'll bless you each time you begin to understand how much love your Creator has for humanity and man. Jesus loves you, even your enemies, church. I'm not saying that you call someone an enemy, but there are people that maybe don't like you for the message in which you bring and the boldness in which you do it. But Jesus loves even them. And that is why you take the time to go out and to do these things. You're trying to bring in that lost sheep. In Mark chapter 3, verse 4, at 10 in the room, it says, "And he said unto them," Jesus speaks and says, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days or to do evil? To save life or to kill?" But they held their peace. So you see, on this day that he blessed and separated from all the rest, he gives you time to understand his love. He has love for you, especially when you do for others. Uniquely, on the Sabbath, love takes precedence over all selfish ways and desires that you may have during the rest of the week. God is love. Amen? God is glorified in doing all acts of love. Our Creator's desire for us is that when we observe his day, we would gain a knowledge of him. In doing so, our minds will be directed to him as the one and only true God who created the heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. By this understanding, we, his people, will find rest, love, and peace within ourselves. We acknowledge him as Creator, and we should show a desire to be his bride. Remember, this is a devoted time spent. He made this day for man. Regarding the Sabbath, he says in Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12, we're at number 11. "Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctify them." So God gave us his Sabbath as a sign between him and us. That's our relationship. So that we should know that he has separated us as his people. He sanctified us. We are his church. We are his bride. Our Creator has made a date with us every seventh day. I pray that we see why we can't do our own pleasure. You should be looking at all the glory, all the blessing that the Lord pours out on that date with you, and all the good that should take place. And that should be at the forefront of your heart, brothers and sisters. In making that date with us every seventh day, will you show up and meet his requirements? I pray that we strive unto it. Will you spend that quality time he has set aside for you in doing all that he has asked? Now, I'm not asking this, but it's written in the Bible. It's his words. The Sabbath teaches you the love of God as you clear your schedule, and as you dedicate a personal time to have a personal relationship with Him, He will bless you when you glorify and worship Him, and as you bless others in doing good for others. Heaven records all that you do. Even your thoughts, right? Even your thoughts are recorded. So as our Creator created this day for us, I pray that we may gain a desire to keep it holy as we prepare to meet thy God. And then also in closing here, I also pray that we, on this day, continue to come to the foot of the cross, the feet of Jesus, and thank Him for what He did for you and I, from His creation and to His blood sacrifice at that cross. God bless you all. I pray that you have a wonderful rest of your Sabbath and in this time and in this date that we come together for the Lord. God bless you all.
Sunshine in the soul.
Mm-hmm.
In my soul. In my soul.
There's sunshine in my soul today. More glorious and bright than clouds and earthly sky. For Jesus is my light. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, when the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shines a smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul. There's music in my soul today, a carol to the King. And Jesus listening to hear the songs I cannot sing. Oh, let the sunshine, blessed sunshine, when the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows a smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul. There's springtime in my soul today, for when the Lord is near, the dove of peace sings in my heart, the flowers of grace appear. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, when the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows a smiling face, there's sunshine in my soul. There's gladness in my soul today, and hope and praise and love, for blessings which He gives me now, for joy lit up above. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, when the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows a smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul.
Amen. Amen. Is there one more song after this? No? Okay. Something I want to quickly share before we close, okay? I want to make sure I clarify something here, okay? I want to read out something for you. It says, the law, including the Sabbath, existed before man. The law governs heaven, okay? The commandments are a picture of God's character. When we go to Psalms 103, verse 20, it says, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Okay, so I want to clarify that we see the Sabbath in the entire universe was in existence. Okay, and understanding, this is the best way I'm going to try to say this. Okay, I'm going to do this on the fly here. Since this whole week, you know, we've been talking about animals and God's creations, and some of us have even had animals invited to our home, and some of us have been praying for animals. This is a point I'm going to try to see if I can show you how man was made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man. It's like you bring in this creature, you bring in this animal into your home, a creature. And what you do is you create an environment for it. You build a doghouse. It's built outside. You do it for the dog. You do it for the creature. Out there, it has sunshine. It has grass. You know what I mean? It can enjoy all the wonderful things and the birds that fly around. And you do it as a loving person. You do it for them. You know what I mean? It was created for them. Right. You know? So we do it out of love. You know, in the beginning of the topic, the Sabbath was made for man. Now truly, everything of his creation, he made it for us. There was something I got PM'd here. I wanted to share it with you. And I'm not sure what UL is. What is UL? If anyone here knows. This is upward look. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. It says, wisdom, intellect, power, these are not God. But God is the author of all wisdom, all grace, all power. God gave Lucifer his power and wisdom. Yet this intelligence was not God himself. We are to know God as he is revealed in his marvelous works, who by searching can find out God. This is not part of our work. God's character is expressed in the Ten Commandments. Amen. To know God as he is, this is the science of all goodness and truth and righteousness. We must obey every expression of his character as revealed in his law. And thank you very much. It looks like that was from Dick and Elaine. So thank you so much. And amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen and amen and amen. I wanted to touch on one thing too, because I've been asked this question. Well, the thought comes to mind anyway. How would you explain that the Sabbath is already in heaven, but yet it's being made for man? After, you know, the day after man's created. Well, the tree of life is also in heaven right now. It was given to man for a little while, but now it's not. There are a lot of things in heaven that we don't have yet. And so Sabbath was made for man long before man was created in heaven, but then it was given to man after he was created. And so that's the only way I can contemplate it in my mind, because I can't find any scriptures that go any other way with it. To explain it, all I can say is that it was already in heaven, and then when man was created, part of that which is already in heaven was given to man as a gift, you know, on the seventh day. So, anyway, if you can kneel, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for blessing us with the changing of the showbread on Sabbath day. May your blessing the hearts that were here and those that will hear the truth as you have given it today, tomorrow, when people listen to the recordings. Thank you for keeping us safe all throughout this week. The hedge of angels always about us, especially those that are doing the work. And let those that aren't doing the work realize that if they want the light of rain, they have to get busy. And if they can't physically do the work, they can help those that are doing it. And we thank you, Father, for blessing us with truth and giving us a desire in our hearts to make you smile. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And yeah, the explanation Brother Ace gave, too, was good. I just always like to throw my two cents in, you know. Because there's always another way of looking at it that might help someone else. But let me turn off the recorder.